reached a new plateau. This is 2021. And everyone can say, I've never been here before. Everyone can testify to that. And the way we want to approach this new season is by faith. By faith. By faith. Those of you that are streaming, type in the comment section, by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. We're going to read those in your hearing once again. And the word of the Lord reads, now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For by this our ancestors were approved. By faith. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to share in your word. We pray that you would knit our hearts together. We pray against all of the technical challenges that just come. And Father, we pray that the word would go forth with power and authority. Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, those on our lot, those on our sites. And Father, I pray for the ministry of your Holy Spirit to move and transform. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Go on, honk an amen one more time. Come on, honk an amen. Praise God. Thank you, musicians. Amen. Amen. Our big idea for today says this. By faith, we experience all that God has prepared for us. By faith, we experience all that God has prepared for us. Our New Year's Eve message posed the question, do you feel stuck? Stuck in the sense of not making progress toward whatever the vision or purpose God has for your life. And in a similar manner, I want to pose the same question of one being stuck. Do you feel stuck? But do you feel stuck as if fear is keeping you from fulfilling all that God has called you to do? Fear. See, this is not a stuck of circumstances, but a stuck of fear, a lack of confidence. Beloved, I am convinced that the enemy is using the unknown against believers. Not knowing if I'll catch something, not knowing if I'll spread something, not knowing if what I catch may kill me. Beloved, this kind of stuck can kill us before any virus can lay a hand on us. I need a witness already. Help me, Holy Ghost. Now faith, glory to God, faith is not being irresponsible. Living as if the threat isn't real. That's being irresponsible. That is not faith. You don't get to say what you ain't gonna claim when the reality of the virus is among us. But even greater than that, faith is not being immobile, living as if the threat is bigger than your God. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody up in here. Let me give you what it is. Faith is being intentional, taking steps towards fulfillment and purpose while relying upon God's word, which is credible, even though the things may seem impossible. Let me back that up and say it one more time. Faith is being intentional, taking steps towards fulfillment and purpose while relying upon God's word, which is credible, even though things may seem impossible. I'm here to testify. We're living in what could be understood as impossible times. Things just seem to come against us even when we have prepared and prayed. It is the nature of life. It is the nature of spiritual warfare. But that's where faith actually kicks in. When Hudson Taylor, a missionary, went to China, he made this voyage on a sailing vessel. As it neared the channel between the southern Malay Peninsula and the island of Sumatra, this missionary heard an urgent knock on his door. He opened it, and there stood the captain of the ship. The captain said, Mr. Taylor, we have no wind. We are drifting toward an island that is known to inhabit cannibals. What can you do? Says the captain. Mr. Taylor says, listen, I understand that we're headed toward a territory that could harm us. How about I pray? Well, the captain said, that's great, Mr. Taylor, pray. You need to pray, Mr. Taylor, that the Lord would send us some wind. Mr. Taylor said, all right, captain, I'll pray for wind, but the first thing I need for you to do is set your sail. Oh, the captain said, Mr. Taylor, I can't set the sail. There is no wind. And if I set the sail without wind, my sailors will think I'm crazy. Oh, Mr. Taylor said, if you don't set the sail, I ain't going to pray. All right. I'm setting the sail, says the captain. And so Mr. Taylor went down in prayer. Over 45 minutes later, the captain came back to Mr. Taylor, found him still on his knees. He said to him, you can stop praying now, Mr. Taylor. We've got more wind than we know what to do with. What are you saying, Pastor Brown? Faith sets the sail even when there is no wind. I need a witness up in here. And that's my prayer for us today, that everyone under the sound of my voice would set our sails of faith, that we would seek to move forward for the glory of God, forward into 2021, believing, praying, trusting that God will blow us up into his divine purpose and path for our lives. Do I have a witness up in here? Yes, I'm going to set my sail because God is able. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we would not back down in the face of everything that faces us, but that we would live out lives of faith. And that's what Hebrews 11 helps us on this morning. We pick up as the writer has challenged all believers to live by faith. Chapter 10, beginning in verse 38, he says, but my righteous one will live by faith. So after he talks about a little bit about faith, he then takes us through a pictorial illustration of faith walkers. And as we kick off 2021, beloved, we will explore a few of these faith walkers to see if we can pick up some principles that will help our pilgrimage. So he says in chapter 11, verse 1, he says, now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for. The King James Version says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Honk for your version. The NIV says, now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for. And the NET Bible says, now, faith is being sure of what we hope for. Beloved, I've taught you before that the absence of the article the preceding the word pistis or faith communicates that in verse 1, there is a description of faith, but not a definition of faith. It's like describing love. And we describe love as walks through the park holding hands. We describe love as gazing into your love's eyes. We describe love as holding your lover's hand while telling them how much you feel about it. So rather than defining it, he describes it. See, if I were to define love while we're talking about love, love is a heartfelt emotional bond brought about by trust, attraction, and sacrifice. Do you see the difference? One describes love, but the other defines love. So in our text, he describes faith. So rather than define faith, which Warren Wiersbe puts it this way, Warren Wiersbe says, faith is confident obedience to God's word in spite of circumstances or consequences. Get that down, beloved. Faith defined is confident obedience to God's word in spite of circumstances or consequences. So the writer in Hebrew says, I'm not going to define it. I'm going to give you descriptions so that you can craft a biblical definition. He describes faith as being sure or having an assurance. He describes faith as the reality of or the substance of, here it is, what we hope for. Let's stack that up, beloved. It is being sure of what we hope for. Being sure. So at its root, faith is the basis, the substructure of all that the Christian life means, all that we hope for. So when we operate in biblical faith, it allows us to look backwards and forwards simultaneously. Biblical faith is sure, being sure that based upon the substance of God's word, that we can do all that God has called us to do. That based upon his word, every promise that he has given will be fulfilled. You see, here's what I love about biblical faith. Biblical faith has convictions. Evidence, says the text, that what has not been seen is still real. Oh, I like that by myself. See, it's a solid conviction resting on God's words that makes the future present and makes the invisible seen. Let me give her the first movement of, I ain't got but two today. Let me give her the first movement. Here it is. By faith, we believe what God has promised. Y'all get that down, beloved. By faith, we believe what God has promised. Now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for. Faith is the proof of what is not seen. Beloved, this is the very nature of faith. The very nature of faith, to believe what God has promised will in fact come to pass. So you may be asking, Pastor Brown, what promises are you talking about? Well, how about we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose? How about Jesus speaking and declaring, "Don't go on, honk, you ain't bothering me. Go on, honk your horns. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Y'all, that's a promise. And that's what I love about my life giver King. See, church, when we doubt the word of God, the promises of God therein, we erode the substance of our faith. Watch this. Doubt is to faith what dissent is to unity. Oh, let me say that one more time. Doubt is to faith what dissent is to unity. It deludes, it erodes, it destroys. So if we fail to believe God, it ain't because of something God has or has not done. It is because of our failure to continually take God at his word. Do I have a witness up in here? Glory, glory, glory. I like that, man. Y'all honk fast. Amen. All right. So faith, beloved, is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Thank you, St. Augustine. Let me say it one more time. Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Let me pause my sermon for just a moment and just ask some questions. What is it that you are believing God for based upon the promises from his word? What is it that you need God to do for your life in 2021 based upon the promises of God's word? See, I will never tell you to just name and claim anything, but I will tell you that you can claim the promises that God has already named. Do I have a witness up in here? So based upon God's word, there are some promises that you can claim. By faith, we believe what God has promised. We believe what God has promised. There are some things scripturally speaking that we can count on. Based upon John 14, 1 through 6 that I just read, we can count on Jesus' return. We can count on the believer's sanctification. I need you to know that that's a promise. The Lord is working on you every year. There are some things that you did year before last that you didn't do last year. There are some things that the Lord is carrying you through that you won't do this year. I ain't got no honks right there, but that is the sanctification process. You're going to do some things differently, better, more God-honoring in 2021, and that's a part of the process, but not just sanctification. Glory, glory, glory. Also, glorification. You got to know that once the Lord returns and those of us who are alive and those who have preceded us in death, we're all going to go and meet him in the air. And then you're going to receive these glorious bodies and you then will be glorified. Child of God, you got to know that there is something beyond this. But there's another thing that we're hoping for, that the church would fulfill her mission, that the church would fulfill her mission. See, I need for you to understand something real quickly. Although corporate worship has stopped, corporate work has not. Oh, God, help me up in here. Although corporate worship has stopped, corporate work has not. And so I need you as the body of Christ to make sure that you're still doing your part. Well, Pastor Brown, I don't know what I need to do right now. Holler at your boy. Allow me to help you work through whatever it is God has placed upon your heart so that we can continue to fulfill the mission of the Lord's church. Here's something else that we know that we can hope for. God's constant protection and provisions. Y'all know those checks are going to hit y'all bank account real soon. Amen, somebody. Some of y'all been checking every day since they said it. That's just another way that the Lord uses the government and other entities to fulfill his provisions for your life. And I know it's been hard. I know it's been difficult. I know it's been challenging. But watch this. Even in the midst of the challenges, God is still providing. He's still protecting. He's still making a way. He's still doing what only he can do. Oh, God, our mission has not changed. Our position has not changed. Yes, things are difficult, but that's why we have faith. I'm reminded of the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory, divine heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Is it your story? This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Glory, glory. By faith, we believe what God has promised. Secondly and finally, the text is moving. It says, for by this, by faith, our ancestors were approved. By faith, we believe what God has promised. Secondly, by faith, we live to honor God. By faith, we live to honor God. See, our response to God's word, which is faith, is met by approval from God. See, here is what I need for all of us to embrace, especially our young people. This world has us running after their approval. And so we're willing to do any and everything to get their approval. Oh, God, I feel this by myself. I'm talking to the social media folk. We'll do everything to get some likes. So we'll show a little more body. We'll take off a few articles of clothing. We'll start using profanity. We'll start showing any old kinds of thing on social media because the more we are like them, the more they'll like us. The more they'll love our posts. I'm talking to the young folk. Don't you allow yourself to look for approval out there. Your real approval comes from up there. Can I get a witness up in this place? Never been more saddened in all my life as a pastor to see how church folk live in the social media sphere. We live as if Jesus didn't die on the cross. But I tell you what it is our flesh wanting approval. And I get that. I remember when I was young and I wanted the approval of certain individuals. So I started to act like I was harder than I really was. Oh, have you ever acted harder than you really was? When you act harder than you really are, somebody may call your ticket. I got mine called, landed me in a hospital. It was not a good day. But after that, I said, Lord, I'm not going to try to be who I'm not. And from that moment forward, I got some sense knocked into me. And I recognized that the more I try to please them, the more I put my own life at risk. I'm talking to you, daughters of God. I'm talking to you, sons of God. Stop looking to them for your approval. He says right here in the text, by this our ancestors were approved. See, when we live by faith, it gets God's attention. God takes notice. This is why I love our ancestors. Our ancestors acted out of what they had yet seen, and God credited to them. See, he credited their account based upon their activity in the present. When you live to honor God, Stephen Brown, when you live by his word, which is the standard, you will get God's attention. Some of us are feeling lonely, feeling like God has left us to our own devices. And to that, I respond in 2021, check how you are living. Check how you are living. Check the presentation that you're giving off at your job, in your community, even to your own family. Now, we'll get into specific life choices of these mighty ancestors of the faith, these faith walkers. But, beloved, I'm here to let you know you ain't got to go that far back. Grandmama taught us how to live by faith. I ain't got no help up in here. See, grandmother, grandmama and them, Gan and them, big mama and them taught us to live by faith. How do I know? But because Gannon would turn the oven on before she knew what was in the refrigerator. I ain't got no help up in here. That's faith. She had a way of taking a step of faith because she knew that God would provide. She knew that God would make a way out of no way. And then if you really got to it, she'd go into our prayer closet. And she began to intercede on behalf of those who were ill, over those who were in bondage. Grandmama and them taught us how to live to honor God. That's a faith walker. That's a faith walker that we all should aspire to. Let me close this up. There's a brother named Ron. Powerful story. A brother named Ron, he spent time teaching and spending time with mentally impaired teenagers. And he would look at the students not for who they were, but for their potential. Amen, somebody. He saw their capabilities rather than their limitations. And he taught these young people to live by faith. He gave them a trade even, how to repair electronics. And with every repair that these young mentally impaired students were to accomplish, they gained more and more confidence in themselves and in their God. One particular day, young Bobby comes into the repair shop, and he is determined that he will fulfill the purpose that God has for his life. So Bobby walked in with a broken toaster. Now, based upon the skill set that he had been given and the faith that he now operated in, young Bobby, this young mentally impaired young man, was confident in his God and in his ability. So I want you to picture this. Young Bobby walked into the repair shop with a broken toaster and a loaf of bread. Oh, I need a witness up in here, because he knew that by faith he was going to fix the toaster, and by faith he was going to get him some toast. I'm finished Greater Bethlehem, but I want the Lord to bless you real good. As you walk into 2021, I need you to walk by faith, not by sight. I need you to live a life that honors God, knowing that your belief is your foundation, knowing that how you live gets God's attention. Give God a honk of praise. Come on. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Woo! We thank you for this cold weather, Lord. We thank you for the cool breeze. We thank you that you met us here on this first Sunday in 2021. Oh God, we're so grateful that you've called us to live by faith. Thank you, Lord, for the example of Grandma and how she turned that oven on even before she knew what was in the refrigerator. Thank you, Lord God, for the example of young Bobby, who by faith brought a broken toaster and a loaf of bread, because he knew that based upon the giftings that you have given him, what he could accomplish. Father, we thank you for the example of missionary Hudson Taylor, that told the captain of the ship to set his sail even when the wind didn't blow. Father, by faith, we believe that your promises will be fulfilled. By faith, we live to honor you, to be approved, to be accepted, to be validated by you. So, Father, maybe the person under the sound of my voice needed to hear that he or she no longer needs to seek validation out there, that he or she needs to seek validation from up there. So, Father, by faith, I'm asking that you would help that young man, that young woman, to no longer feel obligated to live below their standard, but they would live up to the faith to which they've received. Father, I'm praying for that family that is believing and trusting you in this new season, this new dispensation. Father, they're believing you for healed marriages. They're believing you for healed relationships between parents and children. They're believing you for the elimination of debt and the discipline therein. They're believing you, Father, for a restored relationship even on the job. And Father, we want you to know that we have every confidence that you will honor every promise, that you would meet us at every point of need. Yes, Lord, we know that all things are working together by your hand for our good and for your glory. We submit this prayer to you by faith in the name of Jesus. Let everybody honk an amen right there. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Woo!